Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network, preparing for championship week in the WPIAL on the diamond. All four WPIAL baseball championship games from Wild Things Park. All six baseball, not four anymore. Come on. They switched to six classifications a long time ago, Dawn. All six WPIAL softball championship games from Lilly Field next Wednesday and Thursday. Also on the Trib Live High School Sports Network, presented by First National Bank. And one of the teams that will be shooting for gold is the Montour Spartans softball team. They'll be in action the Lid Lifter on Wednesday, the first championship game at the new Penn West University at California. It'll be Montour and Bell Vernon. We'll talk about that with our player of the week. Hey, everybody, look. Wait. Hey, everybody, look. It's Caitlin Molitoris, a senior from the Montour Spartans. Caitlin, we appreciate you joining us, and congratulations on all of your successes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we'll talk about the a very impressive performance by you and your Spartans teammates against Chartiers Valley coming up. We had Evan Holowinski of Bethel Park was our baseball player of the week. He is a senior, so he's winding things down. Yeah. And we were talking about all the distractions, well, not distractions, but all the things that you seniors are going through this time of year. You're winding down your high school career. You mentioned you're wrapping up, you're done, this is your last day of school.
Yeah.
At Montour. So with everything going on, proms and dances and banquets and your graduation coming up, is it make it a lot more difficult to focus on what you want to focus on, what you enjoy focusing on, and that's softball, or all those things that easily put aside when it's time to focus on softball?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy for me to focus on softball, probably just because I've been balancing it with things throughout my whole life. I play for travel, and now I've played for the school for 8 years, so I've kind of got used to it.
But there are a lot more things going on right now in this 2-3 week period in your life. A lot of emotional things, right? A lot of folks, you know, classmates that you're saying goodbye to, and so I mean, there's a lot going on, but it hasn't distracted you or your fellow teammates. I talked to your coach, Ken Kutchman, after the game against Chartiers Valley. He mentioned that really this team, there's a lot of players that have participated in the success, but the three seniors specifically, Avery Polo, Mia Arndt, and yourself, really the straw that stirs the drink. And, you know, you've been with those two for a couple of years, your scholastic career. Did you guys before the season get together and say, you know, you went to the semifinals a year ago, qualified for the state playoffs, but did you say, you know, let's try to take this to another level?
Yeah, we did. We had a feeling we were like, this is our year, and we knew that we could do it.
Did you envision this kind of success before the season?
Yes. Our team worked so hard. So we just knew that as long as we keep working hard that we could make it here.
Well, you guys have made it. And now I know the journey is far from done. You've already qualified for the state playoffs, but first things first, you guys would love to go out as WPIAL champions. This program has had some success, but it's kind of been a while. 11 years. Ken was telling me that a couple of the assistant coaches now for him were players on that 2012 championship team. Do they spin any yarns? Do they tell you any stories of what it's like to win the ultimate prize?
I haven't heard any stories, but his daughter, Caitlin, she's my pitching coach. And then our other head varsity coach, Mike Kapp, his daughter's been helping coach Stacy, and they've honestly been like such a big help this year. And now I've worked with Caitlin for 8 years, and It's nice having role models on the team, like knowing you have people that have won the championship working with you.
Been there, done that, right?
Yeah.
So what you mentioned pitching coach. What are some of the things that you have worked on specifically this season that has made you the player that you are, one of the better pitchers in the district?
I work a lot on my mechanics, and like before warming up for a game, Caitlin will like call spots how she does in a game, just like get me ready to, like to start.
Ken mentioned that he knew early on when you were warming up that you were going to be difficult to hit. He said he watched you warm up. You were hitting your spots, and he walked away saying, "Okay, she's ready."
Yeah.
Do you get that same feeling when you're warming up? Do you think, I got it today? Or are there times when you realize, oh boy, I might be struggling?
Yeah. And even if there's times that like, I feel a little off, I'll do like a few extra reps just until I feel like I'm ready to like start this game and get it going.
Now, have you ever been fooled by that? I mean, you know, there are times where, you know, pitchers will say after a great game, they'll say, oh yeah, I felt it. I felt it when I was warming up. But have you ever felt really good and then laid a stinker in a game, or vice versa? Have you ever thought, oh, I don't have it today. And then you go out and throw a gem.
Yeah. I mean, you could like take by example, the first Chartiers Valley game, you know, I felt good going into the game, but I would say it wasn't my best performance, but I'm glad we like redeemed ourselves our last two games.
Yeah. So let's get to that. Semifinal victory. You mentioned the first meeting between you two section foes, section three co-champs, the Spartans and the Colts. Char Valley wins the first game, 5-3, close game. You guys win the second game, relatively close, 6-2. So the rubber game, much anticipated. There is no way you could have envisioned what happening, and that was a 10-0 victory for the Spartans.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking in the post game, and I mentioned it was, and I said this on the air, I said, it's like a snowball that's rolling downhill, and it's just collecting colts along the way, that anything that can go wrong did go wrong for them. Errors, walks, wild pitches, pass balls. It was just a disastrous performance, and one that really is not indicative of them. Did you at any point look over and see all the mistakes and say, man, I kind of feel bad for them?
A little bit. I was going into the game, I thought it was going to be a lot closer, being that it was the third time playing each other and they've already seen me twice. So I thought maybe it would be a little bit closer. But after we started scoring, like, we just keep building on that. And our motto, we were like, let's score every inning. And we did that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. I'm going to touch on something you just said. You know, they had seen you three times. The more you see of a team, whether it's regular season or into the postseason, if you see a team for a second time, a third time, maybe even a fourth time, if you see them again in the States, do you try to do things a little different each time, give them something that they maybe didn't see the first few times?
Yeah, and kind of like playing a team multiple times, like I learned where certain people hit the ball. And like I'll discuss that with Caitlin, my coach, and like we'll talk about like if we should throw it a certain spot to a certain player.
That's good. That's good scouting, you know, knowing your opponent, their tendencies, what they like.
Yeah, I even
what they
do
don't
that
like.
If I've never faced a team before, I'll go on Game Changer, try to watch some of their at-bats and see, like, if there are certain pitches they like to hit or anything like that.
Is that a part of the game that you enjoy doing?
Yes.
Do you see yourself, let me ask you this, do you see yourself years down the road perhaps coaching?
Yeah, I would think I would love that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good start, doing your homework, being prepared. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the coach's job is getting his team prepared. So that's pretty good. On the flip side, when you're batting and you see a pitcher for a second, third time, do you think that gives you an advantage?
I think a little bit, because once you even like in the first game playing a pitcher, you start to learn their tendencies, like where they'll try to throw you on two strikes, whether they'll go out or throw you a change up, stuff like that.
How much do you spend, you know, obviously you're one of the top pitchers in the area, and that's going to consume a lot of your time. But so how much time do you put into your offense, which is pretty good, hitting over 330?
I put a lot of time on the weekends. I'll go to hitting lessons, and I would say I put as much time in pitching and hitting together.
Are you happy that you get that opportunity? Because some coaches don't like their pitchers hitting.
Yeah, I'm glad I get to hit because I feel like I can help the team both ways.
The team was, again, put forth the impressive effort. You mentioned scoring in every inning in the 10-0 victory. So what was the celebration like? Well, we lost her again. We lost her again. We'll see if she can jump back on here in a moment. But yeah, it was a combination that game, the semifinal, 4A semifinal game between Montour and Chartiers Valley, where again, if you don't have a horse in the race, you know, you're impressed with what you see the Spartans doing. You're a little bummed out and feel bad for Chartiers Valley because it was just a calamity of mistakes and errors, and they're better than that, and they know that too. Coach Lloyd said that afterward as well. So Chartiers Valley has Elizabeth Ford in the consolation game. That is for a PIAA playoff berth. That is going to be a great matchup because EF had the tough day as well. Tough day at the office when they lost to Bell Vernon 10-1. So both of those teams are going to be hungry to redeem themselves and earn a spot in the PIAA playoffs. All right, we will continue on if we can hook up with Caitlin, great. If not, we'll just move on and wrap things up. So there you go. We did 4A, and I'll remind everyone, since we're talking 4A, it's going to be Montour, Bell Vernon, Wednesday at noon. That's the first of the six championship games, Wednesday and Thursday at Lilly Field. We'll have that on Trib HSSN. And then that outstanding consolation game is Tuesday, 3 p.m., Elizabeth Forward and Chartiers Valley. We talked 4A, 3A, 2A, and Class A in our Team of the Week podcast, which ironically is Coach Rodriguez and Bell Vernon. The Bell Vernon Leopards were our Team of the Week, so our Player of the Week is the other side of the championship picture in Class 4A. Caitlin Molitoris of Montour. So we'll talk 6A and 5A. Again, if we can get her back on, we'll ask her a couple more questions. We were winding down anyway, so we'll wrap it up if she can't. 6A, the two teams that finished 1-2 in the regular season will meet again in the championship. Only six teams, so it's a very, very, very small bracket in 6A. But in the semifinals, Seneca Valley and Hempfield making their debut, and they were both victorious. Seneca Valley knocking off Pine Richland by a score of 7-2. Lexi Hames, former softball player of the week, 10 strikeouts in the victory. Bella Gross, can't read my writing, I apologize. Bella Gross, double two RBI for the Raiders as they will go up against Hempfield, against their rivals, Hempfield Norwin, in the other semifinal. The Spartans victorious by a score of 8-5. Peyton Heisler, a homer and four RBIs for the Spartans. They overcame an early deficit. They were down 5-1 in the second inning. before Heisler hit the home run and they started chipping away, caught the Knights and passed them up. Hemfield 8-5 over Norwin. So the 6A championship game also will be opening day Wednesday. It's the third game, 4:45 start for that one at Lilly Field between the Raiders and the Spartans. And in 5A, it'll be number one versus number three in the championship game. No, by the way, 6A, no consolation game. Both Seneca Valley and Hemfield. The winner of that game draws the PIAA playoff berth. So no consolation in 6A. 5A, the championship game will be Armstrong against Trinity. Armstrong wins. Jenna Klontz, 4-for-4, a double, home run, 4 RBI. Trinity, 9 innings, defeats Shaler, 5-4, handing the Titans their first loss of the season. Hannah Shikoski with 2 home runs in that game for the Hillers, 5-4 winners. So number 3, Trinity, number 1, Armstrong. Riverhawks are the defending champs. That game Thursday, 2:30, the middle game at Lilly Field. The 5A consolation game, South Fayette against Shaler, Tuesday at Gateway High School. That is the 6 p.m. game. Upstart South Fayette against Shaler. All right. Hey, look who's back. Caitlin, yeah.
Technical difficulties.
But, we were talking about the season thus far, the game specifically against Chartiers Valley and the impressive victory 10-0. So that sets you guys up to the finals on Wednesday against Bell Vernon. Did you get a chance to see much of the Bell Vernon EF game before you guys?
I got to see a little bit of it. I was warming up a little bit, but they look like a pretty solid team, and I think it'll be a good game.
Let me ask you, did that result surprise you? I mean, were you expecting
a little bit? I think a lot of people thought that going into it, Elizabeth Forward was going to win, being that they played Bell Vernon twice before that and won, and they were undefeated.
Yep. Look at that. You can do my job. I don't even.
I told you I like doing research on teams.
That's right. Well, good for you. So again, maybe not the result, but we were talking to Coach Rodriguez at Bell Vernon, and he even said, there's no way in heck that he thought that they were 9 runs, going to win by 9 runs. But that's what happens, and that makes this game so great. So look ahead, if you will. You've played in 2 semifinals. You played last year and lost to eventual champion Beaver. You play this year and you knock off Chartiers Valley. What will the nerves be like come Wednesday at noon? Do you expect to be, maybe a little more nervous than most games, or are you trying your best to have it business as usual?
I get a little bit nervous before every game, especially playoffs, but it doesn't really get in my head because I just stay focused and I'm pretty confident in myself. But yeah.
When you throw that first pitch, do those nerves disappear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Once I'm getting into the game, then I'm all good.
All right. This is what makes your season impressive in others like you who, on the dominant side, I mentioned Lexi from Seneca Valley. Mm-hmm. Since they moved the pitching rubber back in softball, that has really opened things up for offenses and made it tougher for pitchers to dominate. Now you were young, just coming up through the system when they did that, but do you ever think, man, if they had it back up where, they didn't move it back. It's not like they moved it back to second base, but nonetheless, it was enough to really make a difference for teams offensively. But do you ever wonder, geez, if they moved it back, how dominant you would be?
Yeah. I've thought about that during the season. Like, that would be like me pitching from, like, I think in 12U, I threw 40 feet. It would just be crazy. I definitely threw a lot harder than I did when I was 12. Yeah. So throwing from the same distance, when I was that age would be like insane.
That's funny.
Even though it's 3 feet, it still
makes no. I mean difference. That's what makes a big difference, right?
Yeah.
It'd make it tougher to hit, though.
Yeah.
All right. Before we wrap things up, you are winding down your days at Montour. Alderson Broaddus, yes. fine, outstanding school in south of the border, West Virginia. Why there? What was behind that decision?
Well, I went to a college camp, and there was probably about like 12 coaches there. And the Alderson Broaddus coach, she really stuck out to me at the camp, so I introduced myself. And we just started talking, and she started coming to a lot of my travel games. And once I like had a visit there, I loved the school. I didn't want too big of a campus, so it was like the perfect size for me. And it's only 2 hours away from home, yeah. Which is good. Yeah. And they're Division II, when that was my goal for college. So
it checked off all the boxes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I've been there once or twice, and it is a beautiful campus, really a beautiful mm-hmm. area, part of the country. We wish you nothing but success.
Thank you.
Let's get to know you a little bit. I like to ask these questions of all of our young men and women. So when you're not playing softball, nothing to do with softball, what do you do for fun?
I like hanging out with my friends. I do that. If I'm not at softball, that's what I'll do.
What do you do with your friends? Hanging out is a general term. But you know, what do you guys do when you get together?
Usually like go out to eat, or if we just want to like chill out, we'll go to someone's house and watch a movie.
Okay. Movies, if you had to pick 2-3 of your top movies of all time, what would they be?
Well, I love the Mamma Mia movies. And pretty much any scary movie. I like the Sinister movies.
Ah.
Yeah.
The dark side of Caitlin is coming yeah. up now. Okay, so you're hanging out with your friends, you're watching some movies, huh? You got to have a bowl of snacks nearby. That's my opinion. Need to. What are some of your and I always have to separate this. Sweet snacks, sweet tooth, salty snacks.
Sweet snacks. I love watermelon Sour Patch Kids. And pretty much I like Reese's too. And the watermelon Sour Patch Kids have kind of become a superstition for me because my mom's been buying me them before playoff games.
Oh, really? And,
yeah.
So, like, are you like popping them like Tic Tacs or what?
I have a bag in the dugout. And
so in between everybody else has the seeds. Everyone else has the seeds, and you have the Sour Patch.
Yeah, and I'll share with the team too.
Okay, there you go. Bring enough for the team, right?
Yeah. And then salty snacks, I like salt and vinegar chips or barbecue chips. And I don't know if you've ever.
That's what Evan said, Evan Holowinski. I drew a blank, but he said the exact same thing.
I also like, if you've ever seen the brand Dots, they're newer. It's like in a red bag. It's pretzels. Those are pretty good too.
Well, what makes them special?
They have like a seasoning on them, and they're like really good.
Really? No, what kind of? That's interesting. I'm a pretzel guy. I've never heard of them. What kind of how would you describe the seasoning?
Well, I think I've looked at the ingredients list, and it says like garlic powder and like onion powder, so like something in that like.
All right.
Variety.
Do they come shaped like pretzels, or are they rod sticks? What?
They're sticks. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I'll have to keep an eye out for that. Now, pizza. You like pizza?
Yeah.
What are your toppings? Favorite toppings?
Probably bacon and pepperoni.
Okay.
I like those together.
No, that's fine. That's basic. Have you ever tried like any fancy pizzas?
I've tried pineapple pizza.
Pineapple pizza. How is that?
It's not bad, honestly. Like.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Pineapple pizza. I've heard of it before, but I've never had the guts to try it, to be honest with you. All right. So we're going to put you on an island for a week. All right. It's not necessarily deserted, and you have access to food. You don't have to climb a tree for a pineapple or anything like that to put on your pizza. So what are the three things, not worrying about food, not worrying about drink, what are the three things that you are taking to that island for a week?
Probably a friend so I don't get bored.
Very nice.
Very Maybe smart. One of my softball teammates. I'll bring some softballs so we don't get bored. And then probably a blanket so I don't get cold because I hate being cold.
So how difficult is it then to pitch in those late March games?
It's weird. Like, while I'm playing, like, the cold doesn't really bother me. But, like, once I get in the dugout, like, I need a blanket.
Oh, yeah. So when you're out there, the adrenaline takes care of you.
Yeah.
But when you're sitting, that adrenaline ain't no
help. I go
help,
in the right? dugout and I immediately put a jacket on to keep my arm warm.
All right. Well, the sour patch bears or whatever they are aren't going to help you when it's 35 degrees. But make sure mom gets one of those big Costco bags or whatever. Yeah. Industrial bags for the big game.
Yes.
On Wednesday. Wish you well.
Thank you.
On Wednesday and into the PIAA playoffs. Enjoyed having you on. Continued success this spring and beyond at Alderson Broaddus.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Caitlin Molitoris of the Montour Spartans. I wore my Montour colors, by the way, for Caitlin. Little fun fact there. All right. Shout out to Captain Lou, by the way. Captain Lou Serra, the outstanding athletic director at Montour. Always got to mention him. So, and he's also, I think, on the softball committee. Yes, he is. So, we thank Caitlin for her joining us. We also thank, and just to show that we're not biased. We had Tom Rodriguez of Bell Vernon on as our team of the week, and Caitlin Molitoris representing Montour as our player of the week. So there you go. All of 4A is happy. We hope everybody is happy. Have a great, safe holiday weekend. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.